Clark, you mentioned Derrick Rose, and he's had an MVP-type season, and that first game was nothing short of a stellar superstar performance. You've seen a lot of basketball over your years, and Frank Vogel compared him to a lot of different guys as far as his attributes are concerned. Who does he remind you of, if any one person, or if you have to go and make the bionic basketball player like Frank Vogel did, who does he remind you of when you watch Derrick Rose? And I don't even think he's in his prime yet, but what does Derrick Rose inspire in you?
I mean, obviously, he has a really unique combination from the point guard position of speed, athleticism, and strength. I mean, those three things in a point guard of his size. Obviously, Magic was a point guard who was 6'8", 6'9", but didn't comprise, you know, he didn't have that combination of raw speed and athleticism, court vision and so forth. Derrick is unique. I mean, I was trying to think about it. I was talking to former Indiana Pacer George McGinnis, a good friend of mine, the other day, and we couldn't really think of anybody that he would put you in mind of as a point guard with his speed and size and ability to finish in traffic and over traffic and through traffic. So I don't know. I think let's just call him D. Rose, leave it at that. I mean, I'd have to look at a list of players, but there's nobody. I mean, he's special, and his humility and demeanor, the way he approaches his work, he seems to have an insatiable appetite for getting better, for not settling, and he's obviously earned the respect of his teammates by how he goes about his business, and that, to me, is as impressive as anything when you figure he's in his third year and he's only 22 years old.